12 years ago, Washington voters approved Initiative 732. It requires annual pay increases for K-12 employees. The initiative didn't come with any funding. In recent years, because of the Great Recession, the legislature has suspended those pay raises. But now state revenues are starting to recover. House Ways and Means Chairman Ross Hunter says the state should make it a priority to ensure teacher pay keeps up with inflation.
Because if we do not, it is the equivalent to giving them a pay cut every year. And that is not the way to attract high-quality teachers. And every piece of research we've ever looked at says that the quality of teaching in the classroom is the biggest determinant of student success.
The new report from a legislative task force recommends an increase in the base salary for starting teachers from the current $33,000 a year to nearly $49,000. That and other proposed pay increases could cost the state upwards of $2 billion more per school year. Meanwhile, the ranking Republican on the House Budget Committee, Gary Alexander, says he'd like to fund cost of living increases next year for all state employees, not just K-12. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.